When someone is diagnosed with cancer, it often means they'll need to undergo treatment that can involve chemotherapy, surgery, radiation, and other therapies. And these treatments mean more people are surviving cancer than ever before. But for many, the journey does not end there. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports researchers at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia are studying the long-term effects of these treatments on cancer survivors years after their initial diagnosis.
Henry Kornefell was only a baby when he was diagnosed with a rare type of leukemia.
It's pronounced juvenile myelomonocytic leukemia. I went so many years not knowing how to say that.
His family was living in Colorado at the time, but his parents brought him to CHOP in Philadelphia for an aggressive treatment plan that spanned several years.
I've had a bone marrow transplant there. I had total body radiation. I have a partial splenectomy happened, and then plenty of, I'm sure, other assorted cancer treatment things I have no idea about.
The treatment plan worked. Henry's cancer went into remission, but the same therapies that saved his life affected him as he got older. He experienced delayed hormone production and growth as he hit puberty, so he needed to take extra medications.
I had to, give myself an injection every night.
And then senior year of high school, Henry was diagnosed with cancer again. This time it was a tumor in his right thigh. He got more chemotherapy and surgery, which has left him with minor swelling and numbness in his leg to this day. Now at 24 years old, Henry lives and works in Los Angeles. He hopes cancer treatment is behind him, but he's been told that all those past therapies still put him at a higher risk of thyroid cancer, future heart issues, and other complications.
I don't think that dread really ever goes away.
Rain Talley knows this feeling all too well. She survived leukemia when she was 8 years old after getting chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation. More than a decade later, doctors found early-stage thyroid cancer when she was in college. And now at 27 years old, Rain has kidney cancer, which her doctors think may be linked to her prior treatment.
People talked about cancer survivorship like, oh, you're done. Everything's like you survived. And it's like, wow, everything's good now. Like you've done it. And really the most work is after, I feel like a lot of times it's the years of care for yourself and processing a lot of things.
Rain currently lives in Portland, Oregon, but recently returned home to Westchester, Pennsylvania for treatment. She says all these years of seeing specialists, getting additional MRIs and blood work, and being on the lookout for secondary cancers, muscle weakness, sensory issues, it can be overwhelming.
Sometimes you feel like, oh, is this just the cut and paste list that they give to everyone? Or am I specifically at a high risk for these types of things? Like, do I actually need to be worried about that?
These are some of the questions that researchers at CHOP are trying to answer with a new program dedicated to studying the late effects of pediatric cancer treatment.
Everyone focuses on the cure, but I think cure alone is absolutely not enough.
This is CHOP endocrinologist and oncologist Goli Mustofi Moab.
I think when you come to my clinic, when you come to the late effect clinics, you recognize a lot of the challenges that the patients feel.
She says the ultimate goal is to identify early interventions that can reduce the lasting health complications in survivors. The new research program will look at heart health, growth, fertility, bone strength, and more.
That was really the hallmark of the early epidemiology studies, to really put late effects on the map to describe, you get radiation to the chest. These are the consequences from a cardiovascular standpoint. But I think we've now really come to the conclusion, or at least the opportunities to recognize we need to stop these late effects from occurring.
Cancer survivors like Henry Kornefell and Rain Talley say the journey forward can sometimes feel scary, lonely, and stressful. But Rain says taking each day at a time can help.
I like to have a plan. I like to kind of know what's coming up. But sometimes you don't know that, and you just have to take what you can get. And you have to let go of that kind of control because you don't have it. That's something I am definitely working on.
She says finding a good support network of health providers, family, and friends can make it possible for her and others to face the challenges that come with surviving cancer. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.